You got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You got it.
It is Sunday, August 19, 2012. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, sitting in for Alex Jones today. Thank you for joining us and welcome to the show. Wow, we have a huge amount of information. The globalists are getting desperate. Today, to be covered here on the Alex Jones Show, we've got FOIA documents that have been uncovered by InfoWars investigators, and this is a big breaking article up on InfoWars.com right now by Paul Joseph Watson. Hundreds of pages of once secret documents released under the Freedom of Information Act indicate that the Department of Homeland Security has been surveilling InfoWars and its messages, its articles, when bumper stickers get placed at various locations around the country. DHS is called in, and it's being reported as an act of terrorism. We've got, this whole attack that was underway to try to suppress whistleblowers, to try to criminalize journalism. Infowars.com is under attack by the DHS, by what is becoming really a sort of a Stasi-style secret police investigative branch of the federal government. And at the same time that this was going on, of course, this morning in big breaking news, we had Julian Assange of WikiLeaks fame giving his speech at the Ecuadorian embassy in London. And that speech calls for respecting the free speech rights of journalists. It calls for the freeing of Bradley Manning and the dropping of all charges against WikiLeaks. And, of course, Julian Assange as well. That's a huge story we're going to be covering here. But look at what these two things have in common, folks. Both InfoWars and WikiLeaks are being threatened in a huge way, surveilled. Probably attempts to infiltrate them are underway. RT recently suffered a DDoS attack, a cyber warfare attack by what is believed to be a CIA front group because of RT's coverage of Julian Assange. So you're not even allowed. I mean, look at this. So RT's under attack. WikiLeaks is under attack, InfoWars is under attack, being tracked, being surveilled, being described as almost a right-wing terrorist organization by the DHS. This is what it has come to, folks. This is journalism in America today, and we're going to get into this in the next 2 hours here on the Alex Jones Show. Again, my name is Mike Adams, and we're going to be joined in roughly 30 minutes by John B. Wells, the Saturday night host of Coast to Coast AM. And we're going to get deep into these issues, plus a lot of talk about the coming financial collapse and how to prepare for it. So expect a rockin' good show on preparedness and a lot of other truth-telling information that continues to be under attack. Now, by the way, earlier in the week here on the Alex Jones Show, Max Kaiser predicted that the financial collapse would happen before April or by April of 2013. Now, that prediction is not agreed by everybody that timetable is exactly what's going to happen. But Kaiser went on the record and said that's when it's going to happen, because before then, I should say, between now and April 2013. He says the financial fraud, the house of cards, the monopolistic currency controllers and their derivatives debt pyramid just can't last that long. Something's going to break between now and then. So we are going to talk today with John B. Wells, our featured guest today on the show, about how we can prepare and what we think might be coming down. Now, all of this is tied together because the government itself, the federal government, and I'm not saying all people in the government are bad. I mean, I know FBI agents. I know people who work for the feds. Most of them are good people. But there are rogue elements within the government that are running their own show now. They're off the reservation. They're loose cannons. And they are a danger to us all. And they're a danger to our republic. And we've got to find a way to restore the republic, restore law and order, and restore basic human rights and the Bill of Rights in America. So all of that discussion and much more straight ahead right here on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Sick of the globalists.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are live here on this Sunday, August 19th, 2012, at the Alex Jones Show and the Alex Jones Studios, I should say the InfoWars Studios, here in Austin, Texas. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today, and thank you for joining us. We've got a lot of breaking news today, some truly shocking news. This article now just posted on InfoWars.com. Freedom of Information Act documents reveal that the Department of Homeland Security monitored InfoWars.com, monitored the user posts on the website, and monitored opposition to its so-called See Something, Say Something program, which is really interesting. I mean, if you think about it, they want you to, if you see something that might be a terrorist, then you should say something. But, oh, wait a minute. What if you're a member of the free press and you see the government doing something fishy? Then you're going to be censored. Then you're going to be shut down. Then you're going to be tracked. You're going to be surveilled. That's what's happening. So it's really a selective, if you see something, say something. If you see the government doing something, keep your mouth shut. That is the message from DHS. But I'm going to go through this story in some details with you. And by the way, if you're just joining us, we've got a lot of great information coming up today. We're going to be covering the Julian Assange speech and the attempted an armed raid was threatened against the Ecuadorian embassy by the British government, the UK, threatening to commit acts of war and to literally raid that embassy at gunpoint, which is a total violation of international law, and to kidnap Julian Assange. So we'll be talking about that story. We've also got the big media lie about the U.S. government's purchase of over 1 billion rounds of anti-personnel ammunition. You notice the mainstream media is trying to shut down that story by distracting you with only the 174,000 rounds of ammo that the Social Security Administration has requisitioned, while you're supposed to ignore the 8,000 times larger stockpile of 1.4 billion rounds that the Department of Homeland Security has been acquiring at the same time that it is surveilling alternative news websites such as InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, DrudgeReport.com, and others. Also, another big story today we're going to cover, we published this over at NaturalNews.com, is Google Shopping blocking all vitamins and natural products. If you're in the USA only and you search for natural products in Google, when you go to the shopping section of their search engine, all the results are gone. They're in the memory hole now. Ancient history. You can't search there for vitamin C or Camu Camu or vitamin D or anything. They're all gone. They've been memory holed. Now, you can find them on the regular web search, but not in the shopping search. And again, this only applies in the USA. So my question is this a glitch or is this deliberate censorship? What is going on over at Google? We'll get into that. Plus, we've got six sovereign citizens linked to a they're being called an extremist sovereign citizens group, and they're being linked to a deputy killing in New Orleans, or just outside of New Orleans. And get this, the mainstream media describes this, quote, sovereign citizens group as being extremist because they, quote, are impersonating police officers. Oh, you mean like the TSA does? They're using fake currency. Oh, you mean like the fiat currency that we're all using? That's printed by the Federal Reserve? Let's see. They're being accused of conducting so-called, quote, paper terrorism, which involves using frivolous lawsuits and fake documents. Oh, you mean the kind of thing that has been done against James Stewart, the raw milkman from California, who sits right now, today, in the Ventura County Jail, an innocent victim, his only crime, selling fresh milk, and they have no case against him, no real evidence against him whatsoever, but he's sitting there in jail because the Ventura County DA has been ordered to do this by the FDA. So, gee, it's funny because every time they attack these sovereign citizens groups, and I'm not defending every sovereign citizens group, and that's not a label I use to describe myself, but every time I see them attacking these groups, the things that they're blaming them for are the things that the government's doing. I don't get it. How can it be right for the government to do these things, but then it's criminal if a citizen does it? See, that contradiction doesn't make sense to me. And again, the big theme, overall theme here today is that the Department of Homeland Security is surveilling InfoWars, tracking, monitoring user comments, and they have been describing InfoWars as a right-wing terrorist type of organization. It's right here. It's all up at InfoWars.com in this article by Paul Joseph Watson. Let's get into that detail in right here, right now on the show. And by the way, if you just joined us, this is the Alex Jones Show. Probably realize you're not hearing Alex Jones' voice. My name's Mike Adams. I'm a frequent fill-in host for Alex, and I appreciate you joining us today. But check this out. Here it is. So a sticker, this came out of the FOIA documents, the Freedom of Information Act documents. The sticker was placed on the mirror inside a restroom at the Mitchell Courthouse in the Baltimore City Circuit Court. The sticker read, quote, 911 was an inside job, 9/11. Learn the truth at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, JonesReport.com. The courthouse then contacted the DHS because I guess a bumper sticker is an act of terrorism now, and they asked for advice on whether other partners have reported similar activities. So this was documented by DHS. And the internal email from DHS, get this, responded to this request by saying, quote, oh, this is a promotional sticker from Prison Planet and InfoWars saying Alex Jones is a conspiracy theorist from back in the late 90s that gets some airplay, but no one else takes him seriously. Oh, really? Really? Let's see. InfoWars is many times larger than MSNBC. Traffic is skyrocketing. It's like 400% more traffic than MSNBC. It is listened to by millions of people every day, tens of millions of people in a month, maybe 50 million people in a month, hundreds of millions of views of its videos on YouTube, and that's even with the censorship going on. I think more people actually listen to InfoWars than listen to the DHS. because I don't know, maybe I'm a terrorist because I can do math. You know, I can actually do math in this country, which means I understand debt, which means I understand the derivatives fraud. It also means I understand that this system that we're living under today, this system of fraud cannot continue indefinitely. And if you understand the laws of mathematics, you know that that means anything that cannot continue indefinitely must, by definition, come to an end. Yeah, so we're going to talk about that more with John B. Wells in the next, well, coming up in about half an hour. But continuing with this article, again, this is a Paul Joseph Watson article on InfoWars.com right now. Another document that was acquired from the government through FOIA requests was entitled, quote, right-wing terrorism. And it identified what it calls race hate groups such as the Oath Keepers Organization. Yeah, really, seriously, I'm not making this up. This is not an April Fool's broadcast. Now, Oath Keepers, for those of you who know Oath Keepers or you've heard from Stuart Rhodes, you know, hey, this is an organization that simply says we're going to abide by the oath that we all took to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States against all threats, both foreign and domestic. And the Oath Keepers group just says, let's stick with our oaths. I guess that's a crime in America today. I guess it's a hate crime to say, let's defend our oath. Let's defend humanitarian freedoms that are outlined in the Bill of Rights. I guess that's hate now if you love freedom. But I guess if you worship the government, oh, then everything's fine. But if you want to protect and defend freedom, then you're a hate group. So it goes on to say, this document, again, acquired from the government through freedom of information, it goes on to say that conspiracy theorists believe this Hardin town is the location for the FEMA camp. Oh, and yeah, I guess FEMA camps don't exist either, which is why they memory hold the Jesse Ventura episode of Conspiracy Theory that exposed all the FEMA camps. That's why they erased that off all the networks, erased it off all the TiVo devices. You're not supposed to know about these FEMA camps. Go figure. Do they exist? Of course they do, folks. Of course they do. Anyway, a lot more straight ahead. Stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back after this break.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator, to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition, by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes, by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security, to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, the more you look at the actions of our federal government today, the more it begins to resemble the Dark Empire in Star Wars, doesn't it? It's like, I want to rewatch all those movies, because now I'm really expecting that when they lift that helmet off Darth Vader's head, you know, that scene where the helmet comes off, and I'm expecting he's going to turn around like the Exorcist, and it's going to be Janet Napolitano in there, and you're like, rah! You know, evil, darkness. In fact, we have a clip from Admiral Tarkin, who's speaking about the Rebel Alliance. Go ahead and play that clip, because it's relevant today more than ever. You have that ready? Got that? Okay, here we go.
This bickering is pointless. Now, Lord Vader will provide us with the location of the Rebel fortress by the time this station is operational. We will then crush the rebellion with one swift stroke.
We will then crush the rebellion with one swift stroke. What a great line. And a movie that's relevant now more than ever before. In fact, I think we should all go back and watch that, because it's funny. It's like, you know, it's like the U.S., the DHS in particular. And again, I'm not saying everybody in government is bad, but the DHS in particular and the TSA, it's like they're reading the Star Wars script. And they're trying to become the Dark Lord. They're trying to become Darth Vader. It's like they're taking the worst, most evil, most destructive parts of the movie and saying, how can we do that? And then that's what they roll out, except, well, with a little bit of a pedophile, you know, recipe in the mix to make sure they're reaching down the pants of little boys and girls at the airports. You know, they're kind of like a Vader Sandusky kind of character with a little Napolitano thrown in there in the mix. I mean, it's getting pretty gross. Let's change the subject. Coming up, by the way, well, actually, let's go right to Julian Assange, because Mr. Assange gave a speech this morning, and we're going to play just a few seconds of that for you here in a second. But look, this is a big deal, because, of course, the Ecuadorian embassy and Ecuadorian President Rafael Correa has given Assange a political asylum and has granted him some safe haven right there in the embassy in London. But, of course, the UK government, being a dark empire, has threatened to raid the embassy at gunpoint and kidnap Julian Assange, and they didn't need to say the rest, which probably includes having him killed. So this is the UK today, all right? So while Julian Assange has established the moral high ground of saying, let us have free journalism and free expression, let us have that humanitarian position of free speech, which is the First Amendment, the UK government says, we will crush the rebellion with one swift stroke by attacking the Ecuadorian embassy. I mean, it's that crazy. That is the tyranny, the terrorism, you might say, of the UK government today, which is a total police state, total runaway, 1984 Orwellian, cameras everywhere on every street corner, total police state. And, of course, Paul Joseph Watson covers that on a daily basis. He can give you more details. But check this out. So I want to give you some inside information. But first, how about this? Play us a few seconds of Assange's speech, just the intro there, if you would, so people can hear that.
That we hold dear, remind them of your vigil in the dark before the embassy of Ecuador. Remind them how, in the morning, the sun came up on a different world, and a courageous...
All right, so that was Julian Assange. I'm not going to play the whole speech, but let me give you the highlights of it here. Quote from Assange, the United States must pledge before the world that it will not pursue journalists for shining the light on the secret crimes of the powerful. Good quote. I agree with it. He also says, quote, there must be no more foolish talk about prosecuting any media organization, be it WikiLeaks or be it the New York Times, he says. And what about be it InfoWars, for that matter? Because InfoWars is being surveilled by the Department of Homeland Security. So let me give you some inside information on this. And here's where it comes from. Many of you may know I used to live in Ecuador. And I have an Ecuadorian driver's license, and I have a residency visa in Ecuador. And I own property in Ecuador. I don't anymore, but I did before. So, you know, I spoke pretty darn good Spanish at the time and interacted with the locals and interacted with the politicians down there. Got a lot of inside information on Correa. And overall, Correa he's a very smart guy. He was a professor of economics at the University of Illinois here in the States. He's not a typical Latin American leader. He's very well connected, and he has a backup plan. Now, look, Ecuador has, right now, it runs on the U.S. currency. So the dollar is the currency in Ecuador. But as the U.S. inflates, or I should say devalues the currency, causing price inflation by creating more fiat currency, which gets back to the counterfeit currency keyword that we mentioned earlier, they are, in essence, stealing purchasing power from the people of Ecuador. And in Ecuador right now today, if you go there and you talk to the taxi drivers, they will rant endlessly to you about the increase in prices of cooking gas, of basic staples, of rice, of gasoline, you know, fuel, all these things that they need to live. Why are those prices rising? Because the Ecuadorian economy is based on the U.S. dollar, and the U.S. dollar is being devalued due to the U.S. and Federal Reserve's policies of printing more fiat currency, or digitally creating it, in essence, thereby devaluing the purchasing power of the currency that exists in circulation. So Correa has a backup plan, and he, along with other Latin American leaders, they've been talking about a plan to have their own South American, Latin American currency, okay? So this is the big backup plan. When the U.S. dollar collapses or becomes massively devalued or you know, new currency floods the marketplace, or China sells off its holdings and so on, whatever crisis happens, Ecuador and the rest of Latin America is ready to switch to their own currency. That's the information that I got when I was living down there, and that was over a year ago that I got that information. Since then, I haven't had any updates, so I can only imagine this is a little further along than it was then. They may already have their backup currency printed. They may be ready to switch over at any time. But the point is, Latin American leaders hate the UK and the USA. They hate the countries. They hate the leadership, I should say. They don't hate the people. You know, the people of all countries normally get along. It's the leaders that hate each other. They hate America for being a bully. It was a bully down in Ecuador. America was launching its drug war chemical assaults on local farmers using the military base that used to exist in Manta. And Correa kicked the U.S. out of Manta so that the U.S. could not launch its chemical weapons attacks on coca tea growers in Ecuador. This was done under the drug war. So if you live in Ecuador and you're trying to grow your little farm of coca tea, which is perfectly legal, it's just consumed as a tea, it's not cocaine, there's nothing wrong with it. And imagine you see the evil, you know, the evil airplane from the U.S. Empire come over and spray like an Agent Orange type of chemical all over your village, all over your children, all over your farms, destroying your livelihood, destroying your health. Are you going to be happy about that? No, you're not going to be happy about that. It's an attack from a foreign empire destroying your local farming economy. That's the way Ecuadorians see it. And that's the reality of what's happening down there. No wonder Correa is standing up to the U.S. and the U.K., in giving Assange political asylum. Stay with us. A lot more straight ahead right here.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com. off. One capsule of Ali C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Aliban has allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali C or Ali Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I was a highwayman along the coach road.
All right, in just a few minutes, we're going to be joined by John B. Wells, the Saturday night host of Coast to Coast AM. This is Mike Adams here, hosting for Alex Jones today. Thanks for joining us. I'm the editor of naturalnews.com, known as the Health Ranger. And I got a little bit of a personal story for you about health transformation. Many of you may not know this, but a decade ago, I was borderline obese. I was borderline type 2 diabetic. I was hypoglycemic. I mean, I was in bad shape. I had chronic pain. I had high cholesterol. I had depression. I had a lot of things wrong, you know, health-wise. I was eating a junk food diet. I was taking medications. I wasn't aware. I wasn't awakened. I wasn't informed like I am now. But I've learned so much since then. In fact, that's sort of how I came onto the scene, was teaching people about nutrition and the transformative power of superfoods and great nutrition and how that can just absolutely transform not just your body, but your mind as well. And, you know, it's funny. This, I just got to plug this product here, it's called Enerfood. It's at the InfoWars store, which is InfoWarsStore.com. And the reason I have to mention this is because I gave this company my Editor's Choice Award years before InfoWars ever even started carrying it. This product is so good. It's so nutrient dense. I wish I'd had this available 10 years ago when I was getting healthy. I had to use other things. It was hard kind of to mix it all up myself. But today, you can get this Enerfood, it's E-N-E-R, food, at the InfoWars store. They have all their products there. They're really just quite amazing. You know, you talk about nutrient-dense superfoods. We're talking about seaweeds with the trace minerals, with the iodine. We're talking about the microalgae, the chlorella, the spirulina. And by the way, I mix this, believe it or not, listen carefully, I mix this with chocolate, that is cacao powder, and avocado, yes, a fresh avocado, blended with almond milk. So if you blend, again, Enerfood with cacao and almond milk and an avocado and a little bit of sweetener like palm sugar or stevia or raw honey, you are going to have a delicious shake. It tastes like a chocolate ice cream shake. I kid you not. A lot of people say, what, you're drinking avocados? That sounds weird. Not in Latin America, it doesn't seem weird. Not in Asia, it doesn't seem weird. Only in America, people do not really drink avocados. Believe me, it tastes like ice cream because avocados are fatty and rich. And I'm actually drooling right now. I got to get some of this. But anyway, check that out at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a very good product. And lastly, before we go to John Wells, you know, the deal is I'm a big advocate of what I call patriot nutrition. And by patriot, I mean people who believe in America, you know, people who believe in the founding fathers, people who believe in the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and keeping our oaths to protect those rights. So that's America to me. You know, these globalists running the show in Washington, they are not America. That's not real America. I'm all for empowering and protecting real America, and you got to remember the nutritional component, folks. If you have good nutrition, you have better automatic night vision. I mean, literal biological night vision works better when you have good nutrition. You heal faster. You deal with stress better. You're more fertile. I mean, your reproductive organs even work better. Here, there's a better shot of the bottle. Everything works better when you have good nutrition, and if we want to restore this republic and defeat tyranny and restore liberty, you better have nutrition on your side. That is the best and most powerful ally of all. And take it from me, the Health Ranger, this stuff can transform your life. Now, thanks for your attention on that issue of huge importance. I want to introduce John B. Wells now. Many of you are probably already familiar with him. He's just an all-around awesome dude, I got to tell you. He's obviously the Saturday night host of Coast to Coast AM. He is a musician, a writer, a composer. He's into martial arts. He's into liberty. He's been all over, you know, working on Discovery Channel's Deadliest Catch and Gold Rush because of his incredible voice talent that you're going to hear. He's got a website called CaravanToMidnight.com, CaravanToMidnight.com, where he offers and discusses some solutions for being exposed to radiation and other threats to your health. And I encourage you to check out that website. And he joins us now for the next roughly hour and 20 minutes to talk about a number of subjects, but especially what we see as the coming collapse. John B. Wells, welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Wow, you referred to me as the dude. That's quite an honor, Mike. Thank you.
The dude. That's not a reference to Lebowski or that movie. But yeah.
Well, it's true. The dude abides, you know.
Most definitely. Well, John, welcome to the show. It's great to have you on.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So I don't know if you heard what we covered earlier, but Department of Homeland Security has been monitoring Infowars.com. What do you think about that?
Hi, Janet. I think you're adorable. I think you're so cute. It doesn't surprise me. You know, Mike, just to start, we don't want to be men who multiply at the words without wisdom or knowledge. But if the capability is there, eventually it's going to be used. So, frankly, I'm shocked that we haven't learned they've been monitoring InfoWars for as long as it's been on the air. As long as they've been able to monitor it. I'm shocked to find out that we're just finding out.
Well, they probably have been monitoring it for as long as it's been on. We just finally got the FOIA documents. That's the situation.
You know, I at every university registration back in the day, I was approached by some people who began speaking to me about for one reason or another, probably just dumb luck, I managed to score pretty high on these national tests, and they would come to talk to me. And they would say odd things. And it didn't take very long to map out a profile of their psychology. So because you just said, well, they probably have been monitoring us. It's true. And now comes the part where they tell us, we are monitoring you.
Right, you know, out in the open.
Yeah, well, and I think it's an intimidation technique to just let it ride. Maybe they just cop to the fact that one person can cause so many problems if they get loose and they have a little bit of and the field is tilted a little bit in their favor. They can be quite destructive.
Well, John, is that because the truth is now so dangerous that they have to try to intimidate those who share the truth? I mean, you're the coast to coast AM Saturday night host. You help a lot of people have a voice to share the truth. You know, here you are on the Alex Jones Show, and you've hosted the show before as well. Is the truth that dangerous in America today?
Well, you can see me on the video, so it's different than if you're hearing me go, well, because it's not that I'm confused or lost or, you know, recovering from an overdose of cough syrup. It's because I have to continually weigh the option of asking or stating something and determine if it should be asked or stated. So that's the long answer. That's the long way to your answer, which is a resounding yes. The truth is potentially dangerous because the other component is who will react to it and how will they react.
Well, maybe that's what they're afraid of, that if people really knew the truth, that, you know, people would, I don't know, take their money out of the banks or buy more ammo as the DHS itself is doing. What do you think, what actions do you think they might be afraid of, John?
Well, ultimately, I think they're afraid of a physical show of something that could be perceived as force, much the way that the Wall Street protesters were eventually, you know, manhandled and booted out. Yeah. It didn't get as ugly as it could have been, but there was the potential for it to be ugly.
Well, maybe that's why they took it over, but I didn't mean to sort of ambush you with this one question. I mean, you've got a lot of issues to the show. What's on your mind as the big things that we need to talk about and know about today?
Well, I hope you didn't think that was some sort of a stall. It's not.
No.
Last night on Coast, for example, and I'll have to take the long way to answer your question there, too. We had called the show The Two Franks. We had Frank Wuko and Frank Vernuccio. And Frank Wuko has a website where he actually portrays a terrorist, talking about how much they hate. They hate. They must destroy because they hate and bring about, you know, it's just the same stuff that you can get on a cartoon version of that would be in Taiwan.
John, I got to interrupt you here. We're about to go to break, but hold that thought, and we'll be right back in a few minutes right here on the Alex Jones Show with John B. Wells. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at Infowars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, here today filling in for Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us. We've got John B. Wells as our featured guest, and we're going to go to him in just a second. But first, got to get this out there. Because of the assault on our Second Amendment rights in this country, I have just released 2 video mini-documentaries that you can find on YouTube right now. I put those out late last night. I want to give you the titles because I know that all Alex Show's listeners and viewers will want to see these videos. The first one is called The Divine Right of Self-Defense, and the second one is called Gun Control is Genocide. So check out those 2 videos. Again, The Divine Right of Self-Defense and Gun Control is Genocide. This provides the philosophical argument for why self-defense and the Second Amendment is so crucial for humanitarian reasons, if not other reasons. Check out those 2 videos. And again, thanks for joining us. We're going to go straight to John B. Wells. Now, John is, of course, the host of the Saturday night edition of Coast to Coast AM. He's also got a fantastic voice that we are all envious of here in the InfoWars studios. And his website is caravantomidnight.com, where you can find information on radiation protection devices and solutions. So check out that website. Now, John, we promised, or at least I promised my audience, that we would get into some preparedness information and talk about what we think might be a coming financial crisis. You want to get into some of that right now?
Yep, but let's finish up where we left off, if you don't mind.
You bet.
Because I just want, this is a great way to I think, maybe answer your question about the danger of the information. Of the 2 guests, on the 2 Franks, I call it like the 2 Jakes, it was the 2 Franks, Frank Wuko was the one that, without exception, People who bothered to send an email to comment said, this man is a mouthpiece for the establishment. This is Oliver North with his Dennis the Menace haircut talking about doing his duty and totally towing the line of the status quo. Whereas the second Frank was, he said, we're the American people, we'll overcome, even if it gets rough. I'm paraphrasing here. We say, even if it gets rough, we'll find a way. We'll find our way through. We will groom leaders. We will go forward. After I suggested maybe that's what we ought to start doing. So when you're in a position like this, we are alternately, I won't even drag you all into it. I'll just say I am alternately a bringer of the truth, a traitor, a Zionist, a Nazi, a liberal left-wing nut, and a radical right-wing nut, depending on which piece of what sentence offended this particular person who decided to send an email. So The biggest problem with all of this is that because of our individuality and our innate desire to cling to it, we cannot become this Borg that those who envision an advanced civilization perhaps would like us to become. We will not morph into this Borg that they want without some extreme coercion. So, I just wanted to make that clear that when I bring somebody on the program, much as you do, you bring me on here and I make a complete ass of myself. That's not really your fault, is it? It's my fault. And I think that you'd be doing your audience a disservice not to let me or anybody else make a big dumpsky out of themselves if that's what they wanted to come on your program and do. So just because I allow somebody to state their opinion doesn't mean I embrace it.
Sure, yeah. Well, that let me ask this, though. What is the strangest incident that you've had with a guest on Coast to Coast AM? I'm curious about your experience as the host there.
When I brought on Susan Lindauer, the ex-CIA asset that was, she alleges she was taken to a Carswell Air Force base right out by Fort Worth, Texas, which is now a joint base of some sort, and there's been, we'll get into that later, a few black triangles have been spotted as far back as the 70s headed that base's direction. When she began to talk about how she'd been tipped off and went to pretty much the inner circle, one of her relatives even was inside the White House and said, hey, we got a problem, it's coming, and it looks like an attack on buildings by airliners. She wound up drugged and everything else. And I'm telling you, I experienced, some people would send an email, you get 1,000 compliments and you get one ugly one. And that's the one everybody knows that, right? This guy gave a baccalaureate one time and said, as you go through life, remember the compliments and try to forget the insults. And if you'd figure out a way to do this, please write me and let me know what it is. It can't be done. But seriously, every time a guest like that comes on Coast to Coast, I begin getting the activity wheel on the Apples and the freezing on the PCs, and it's just, if it was once or twice, it'd be a coincidence. But when it happens every time there's a controversial guest on, then it makes one think maybe somebody's stuffing some tissue in the pipe.
Well, do you think maybe they're interfering with your operations? I mean, because there was a DDoS attack recently, a cyber warfare attack on RT for covering Julian Assange, and that was by what looks to be a CIA front group. Do you think that there are teams that run around the country just basically electronically assaulting all of us who are engaged in questioning the status quo?
Yes. The short answer is yes, they have nothing else to do. And going back to that psychology, the people who would come and interview me, they do things that they think about things we don't think about. They're first, when you ask what do you anticipate their biggest fear as far as response from the public is concerned, well, in our minds, it's probably some sort of, torches and pitchforks and marching to the palace kind of a scenario. But it might not be that. They might worry more about a run on the banks. They might worry more about a run on arms or maybe a run out of the country or currency conversions. They worry about things that we don't even think about. In fact, actually, as much as I am a little reluctant to say this, it seems to be true. We're at the very bottom, the very end of the data chain. By the time we hear about it, whatever we're talking about is, several miles down the road from where we went. Hey, what was that? Oh, no, we're just now getting wise to it. It's underway and has been. So we're always slightly behind.
Yeah, and sometimes, I thank God that I'm not getting secrets leaked to me like Julian Assange. I mean, it's nice to be at the end of the data chain where a lot of times we don't have a super clear picture about what's going on. I think if someone was dumping straight, you know, state secrets to you or to me or to Alex Jones, we'd all be dead by now, for sure.
Well, absolutely. I mean, when somebody sends me a big hard drive, I give it to somebody else who gives it to somebody else who gives it to somebody else to see what's on it. I don't want to see it.
Yeah, right.
You know, just because I picked it up at the P.O. box doesn't mean I'm going to look at it.
So I have people sending me samples of things to drink. Like, really? You think I'm just going to just drink something that shows up in a box?
Yeah.
Really?
Swig it down. See what happens.
Yeah, right. Okay.
No.
It's funny. I mean, people send stuff to the InfoWars offices here for people to try. I'm like, come on. That's a little too simple. But I don't mean to get carried away, John.
Worries.
What's that?
No worries. I do it all the time.
Yeah, well, you know, it's stream of consciousness sometimes. But you mentioned it's interesting because so you're the host of what is, you know, the largest radio show in the country. I don't know if it's the largest overall. What do the ratings say?
It's supposed to, my understanding is it's the highest rated, most listened to late night talk show.
Great.
In the history of the business.
Yeah, it's,
I could be inflating it, but I think that's probably true.
Oh, I think
you know,
you're right.
Guys like Limbaugh, they're much bigger, but
that's daytime. Yeah.
Yeah, that's daylight hour. So
anytime, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, anytime you have this huge audience, you're going to get a massive amount of feedback. Have you noticed that the quality of the thought behind the feedback of the public has sharply dropped in the last 5 years?
Are you talking about the quality of the content of their messaging?
Yeah, or just their thought processes. You can tell that most of them are insane. Even they can't even. There's no logic anymore.
You know, Mike, I would have to dispute that on the basis of personal experience. I find that most of the people that send emails, I mean, there's a you bleep loving bleep pig, you know, it's like when I upset a liberal, a person with a liberal bend, you know, who do I talk to when they send me a message like this? Actually, I find that, yeah, there's a certain, there's a certain radical factor there. However, I find that if you just communicate with them and go, wait a minute, do you really think that a message like this is necessary? What's eating you really? And I'm telling you, 9 times out of 10, they'll come back and go, thank you for responding. No one ever does.
Wow. You respond to them.
Oh, I absolutely respond. You know,
how do you find the time?
Well, you know, I can't respond to all of them, but I respond. I read as many of them as possible.
Well,
they come in, you know, 1,800 of them per show, so that's a lot of reading.
That's incredible, John. Well, good job responding to them, and I'm glad that you're seeing some light of awakening in those responses. Maybe I'm reading
really
Facebook
articulate,
too much.
Mike.
Well, good. We're about to go to break, John. So
again?
Yeah. Come on, you know the drill. So
I do.
We'll be back with John B. Wells, everybody. This is Mike Adams on the Alex Jones Show. We've got a lot more straight ahead, more about preparedness and what may be a coming crisis or a collapse of some sort. We'll talk to John about that when we return right here on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.